So, very, very important day today, because it's Vav Lamed Aleph of Ta'anit, and you know what that means.
No.
Just say no.
It means yes. It means I'm free. No. Rav Masna Amar, we were in the middle of discussing the various ta'amim for Tu B'Av. We've spoken about quite a few different things that happened. Shvatim Ruchul Avozeb said darshaned that the din of Benot Slavchad was only that generation. Or we also had a very similar thing, which is that Binyamin was now re-entitled to marry into the other Shvatim. That was because of the Shvuah. They also darshan that was us and not our children. The central event seems to be that it was the end of Tisha B'Av. That's how it would tie in so beautifully to our Mishnah. So that at the final year, Tu B'Av was the time in which we were finally able to give up on the Gezerah and allow our minds free of that whole horrible 40-year period. And then the last thing we had was that it was the end of the policemen to watch the Drachim to force people towards the Egel of Yerovam. And today Rav Masna says it was Yom Shenitnu Harugei Beitar Likfura. It was that day where after the Romans had destroyed Beitar as part of their way of destroying the Jewish people, they didn't allow anybody to be buried, the Gemara says. So they felt that would keep the disaster in the minds of the upstart Jews and teach them the power of Rome. So during that period, of course, nobody could be misalik dato from the tragedy of Beitar. And it was as was said, ki ilu meto lefanav, exactly the lashon that we had before. And then, finally, they allowed the Jews to bury them, and that was an amazing story of the Derech Nes. None of the bodies decayed. And this already shook the Romans up, and they came and they were metaken v'amrav matno to yom shenitnu harugei beitar lekvura. That was the day that they were metaken the extra broch in Birkat Hamazon of Hatov v'hamitiv, the fourth broch of Birkat Hamazon. Hatov shelo hisrichu, the goodness of God in that their bodies did not decay, and hamitiv shenitnu lekvura. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damri Tarvayu, the reason that Tu B'Av is kept as a holiday has to do with the Korban Eitzim, the aforementioned Korban Eitzim, and it was the Yom Shepasku Melechrot Eitzim L'Maracha. During the entire period of the summer when the worms don't grow in the wood is very dry, and Koach HaChama is very strong, and then that was the time that they would collect the wood for the Mizbeah, because you cannot use wood that has a mum. What's a mum in the wood? Wormy. So the Kohanim Baalei Mumim, interestingly enough, used to select the wood that would be kosher for the Maaroch. They would go over each piece to see that the Eitz didn't have any mum. After that time, after Tu B'Av, the sun, the power of the summer begins to wane. The worms crawl out and begin to burrow into the wood, and at that point they stopped collecting the wood for the Ma'arocha, and that was the end of the whole period. So they made that a holiday, and that was now we've completed the Avedas Eitzim for the Mizbeah. And Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Yom Shabbos B'Lichot Eitzim L'Ma'arocha, and in the Brayta, Rav Eliezer Agad Olomer, from that point on, the wood is no longer completely dry, and therefore they didn't want to use that for the Ma'arocha. And Omer of Menashe, that day they called Korali Yom Tavar Magal, the day they broke the hatchet. I don't know what we call it, breaking the hatchet. It was the end. Burying the hatchet? Here it's breaking. They're breaking it. So in other words, there was no longer any need to worry about going out to get the Mizbeach. Thank God the job was done. Mikan ve'elach, now that the nights start getting longer and longer and the day gets shorter and shorter, so the Mosif Yosif. So someone who adds to the time that he's learning and now adds from the night to the day, because now he doesn't have as much time during the day, he's not working during the day, now has the time to use the nights for learning. So then God will be mosif to him, and will get more life. But mandalomosif, somebody who doesn't use that extra time now at night for his learning, the correct girsa here was yasif. Now, yasif was a shortened form, so the Gemara therefore asked, my yasif, that the Rashbam says, Shtosis brings here as well, that it doesn't make sense to have the girsa yasif, because everybody knows yasif is a lashon of asifa, yasif elamav, and obviously it's death. So therefore the Gemara couldn't have asked, my yasif. So it must be, my yasif, Amar of Yasif, tikbere ime. He should die before his time, let his mother bury him. And not using the time that's available for him, no longer deserves the time. Shebehen benot Yerushalayim yotzot v'cholot b'chramim. And what did they use? They all used bigadim that were shu'ulim, in order not to be mavayish anybody. And it says they all needed to be teva their begonim. Tana Rabbanan bat melech she'elet mi bat kohen gadol. Basically, everybody went down to the person that was on the lower social level, so to speak, than they were, the lower madrega, so that a bat melech would ask when the bat kohen gadol, the bat kohen gadol would ask when the bat haskan would ask clothing, borrow clothing from the daughter of the mishuach b'chama, the daughter of the mishuach b'chama would take from any kohen a bichlau. When it came to the overall am, they would just borrow from each other, and this was kedei shelo, it should say yivayesh et misha'enlo. Or Kadesha lo yit bayesh misha'enlo, which you certainly can't have Kadesha lo yit bayesh et, because yit bayesh is reflexive. You can't possibly have an object, so there'd be no et there. So one way or another, this is wrong. So either take out the et or take out the tav.
Did they always have a position, Mishulma?
Yeah, it was a position. No. They didn't just appoint it for the war. Kol hakelim t'unin tvila. Omer Rabbi Elazar, afilu mekupalim umenuchim bekufsa. The din of tvila was basically in order that nobody should feel that their clothing were taken to the mikveh, where other people's clothing wasn't taken to the mikveh. And therefore, the din of taking it to the mikveh had nothing to do with them even having been worn. In other words, even if you're taking it out of a box, so to speak, it's obviously already been tovel, cleaned, and so on. Now it's all wrapped up. You still have to take it to the mikveh. Boy, what a waste. You know what it costs to get those things cleaned. But this was in order not to be mavayish again, anybody that you would have to be tovel for. Benot Yisrael yatzot v'cholot b'chramim. Tona mi she'en lo isha nifne l'shem. Whoever did not have a wife would go there. So the Mishnah talks about what it was that the girls would say. The Braita has it slightly different, you see. The Mishnah sounds very, very holy, but the Braita brings down to earth a little bit. Tana Rabbana, Yefefiyot Sheben, the beautiful girls, what did they say to the boy? They said the only thing to look for, boy, is gorgeous girls. Tnuei Nechem L'Yofi, look for beauty. What's a woman for if not for beauty? Are you going to take one of these, one of those? Take us. The miuchasot shebehem ayom rot. Those who came from good families. What's the point of a woman if she's not going to give to your children? The more miuchas is, the more your children will be able to find their own miuchasot. Then, of course, there were the ones who had needed them. They were ugly. What did they say? They were the ones who already were holy. Why get married? You should marry a woman, l'shem shamayim. Of course, it's not quite enough. So, you better buy us an awful lot of beautiful jewelry and clothes, pretty us up, so we'll be tolerable. But you can do it. Now, this is an amazing thing. Each one defines a completely different type of life. It's not a small issue. Right? This is not a silly little Madison Avenue, one-liner. This is a different life. How to look at what your marriage is about. Is it indeed a celebration of beauty? Is it the planning for the future? Who your children will marry? Is it the investment in a relationship, whatever it takes? And the truth is, you see today, people have different marriages, very, very much based on these kind of things. invest in the relationship, whatever it is. The excitement, the joy, to be completely oriented to bringing up their kids and their chinuch and their worries, and they're totally into the shidduchim world. And it's amazing. I mean, these are primal visions of what it's possible. And this, of course, what better day than on Yom Kippur to make those kind of choices? I mean, they choose. It's the day to choose. But they're not, I mean, no one is putting down anybody else. It's different. Life is triage. You can't have it all. You define. Which one do you want? What kind of life do you want? Omar Ula Bira, Omar Rabbi Elazar, speaking of dancing around in the vineyards. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asot mechol letzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make la'atid lavo a dance with all of the tzadikim. V'hu yoshev b'neim b'gan Eden. And he will be sitting there in Gan Eden. V'kolechad v'yechad mar'eh be'etzpa'o. Each individual will point with his finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayocho. Shenemar v'amar b'yom ahu hinei Eloheinu zeh. When you say hinei zeh, it means you point. What else could it be? Behold, here it is, right in front of you.
But we don't do it on
Kivinula. We always hoped for this. Ve'yoshienu, and indeed he was Moshiach. Zeh Hashem. Again, we point. Kivinula. Nagila v'nismecha b'shuasa. Hadron Allah b'shlosha prakim. V'slik Allah mesechet ta'anit.
Ezrat Hashem yitbarach.
No. Hadron Allah mesechet ta'anit. Onu amelim umekablim sachar veim amelim veinam mekablim sachar. Onu ratzim veim ratzim. Onu ratzim v'chayi olam haba veim ratzim lever shachas. Shenemar ve'ata alim toridem lever shachas anshei domim u'mirma lo yechatzvi yemeyem. V'ani yeftach bo. Yirotzo. Nufanech adonai Eloheinu. Kishem shazartanu. L'sayim mesechet ta'anit. Ken ta'azenu l'atchil mesechtot esvarim achirim l'sayman. ללמוד ללמד לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו שלא תימוש התורה מפינו יזרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם ותקיים בנו ותלך תנחה אותך בשור בך תשמור עליך וקיצות הייתי שיחך כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים אורך ימים במינה בשמאלה עושר וכבוד אדוני עוז עמו ייתן אדוני יברך עמו והשלום Yom 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 Yom
V'yisador v'yisale v'yisalo shemidu kuchabri V'yela minko birchasa v'shiratza Tushbechasa v'nechamasa d'amiron v'yoma v'yimlu amin Al Yisrael v'yarabadan v'yatamideon v'yakol talmideis amideon V'yal koman v'yoskin v'yorai Sadi v'yasra kadisha adein v'diva kol azar v'yasar Yerohon ulchon shalom harab achina v'chista v'rachamin v'chayin arichin Umzonar v'cheo furkana min kadam avoni v'shmaya v'yar avim v'u avim V'yei shalom harabah min shemaya v'chayim tovim adin v'yal kol Yisrael v'im v'u avim Se'er shalom b'imroma v'yaser shalom alinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'im v'u avim Mazel tov Zimendai v'mazel tov, mazel tov, zimendai